So you're looking for some encouragement and even some reassurance that God is with you in your situation, and He is. Let's take a look at the stories of a couple people who were in difficult situations and they experienced God's supernatural provision.
Hey, mom friend. Welcome to Taller Mom Diaries podcast. I want to help you build a beautiful, godly marriage, raise your children in the Lord, and create an organized, Christ-centered home. It's time to go from settling for the world's expectations of marriage and family to enjoying home life, marriage, family, and parenting God's way. I know that deep desire in your heart to thrive as a godly wife and a Christian mom while living out the purpose that God has for you. You just need to know how to do it, and I'm here to help. Hey girl, I'm Larissa J. I'm a wife, toddler mom, and Christian personal development coach. It wasn't long ago when I was an overwhelmed mom and a stressed out elementary teacher, but I decided to go all in and trust God with my life. I quit my job in order to do what I was feeling called to do, focus on family. I felt the calling to create this podcast for you, mom friend, because I want you to know that you're not alone and that doing this thing God's way is better than anything you could have ever imagined.
I'm going to provide you with three encouraging reminders that I want you to remember whenever you find yourself feeling discouraged. The first thing is that God will take care of you, but you have to trust Him and you have to believe that He actually will take care of you. So this requires some faith. You know, in the Bible, there's a verse that says, "My God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory." And that is absolutely true. And I've often heard people say, "Well, what's left after all?" Nothing. Nothing is left after all. That means every single need that you have, God will supply that need. But it does require you to have faith in God's ability to provide and take care of you. Now, let's start with the first biblical account that I want to share with you, and that is the story of Elijah. Now, with Elijah, he had just proclaimed that there was going to be a drought. And as you know, a drought means that there's no water. And when there's no water, things die, right? We need water to live. People need water. Plants need water. Animals need water. And so they were in the middle of a drought. And we're going to take a look at 1 Kings chapter 17. And verse 4 says, "And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there." So he went and he did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. So let's go ahead and unpack this situation here. You got Elijah. He is a prophet and he is in the middle of a drought. He declared and proclaimed that there would be a drought, and they find themselves in a drought. And God tells Elijah, "Okay, I want you to go to this brook and my provision will be there," right? God told Elijah as soon as he goes to the brook, there would be provision. At that brook, there would be water provided for him in the middle of a drought. So it's not raining, right? There's no crops growing and things like that. But God still makes a way. He says, "Go to that brook. I will provide water for you there. And I'm also going to send birds. I'm going to send ravens to you to feed you." And so he had these ravens come and provide bread and meat in the morning and in the evening. So he's getting meals coming from these birds, these ravens. And ravens generally are not generous creatures, right? They eat the food for themselves. But in this scenario, God used those ravens and he commanded those ravens to provide that provision for Elijah. Now with this, I do want to point out that Elijah had to not only act in faith, but also he had to act out of obedience, right? Because God gave him some instructions, and those instructions were, go to the brook. We don't see here where Elijah, you know, asked questions or doubted. He was obedient. God said, go to the brook, and that's what Elijah did. And so I do want to point out here, when we're talking about obedience, usually we're initially thinking, okay, God told you to do something. He gave specific instructions. Like in this case, he gave Elijah specific instruction to go to the brook. And yes, that is obedience. But I also want you to consider obedience holistically, right? Where the word of God instructs us as believers that we need to forgive. And even says when we go before the Lord in prayer, we need to make sure that we have forgiven our brother. It also talks about how we need to walk by faith. So we walk by faith and not by sight. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. So that's another area in which we can also make sure that we're obedient. And we see this here with Elijah. He walked by faith because this is not a usual situation. God is saying, hey, go to the brook. I'm going to send some birds to send food to you. Like, he didn't stop to refer to his own human logic like we often are tempted to do, which reminds me of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. So there's a lot here that I want you to consider when you're thinking about Elijah and his story. And I also want you to think about your own specific situations. Are you being obedient to God? Even in, you know, you may be dealing with a difficult time right now. Are you in obedience? Have you forgiven? Have you let go of all bitterness? Are you walking by faith? Do you trust God? Are you walking in accordance to the word of God? Because those things also count as obedience in addition to the things that the Lord may be specifically leading you to do. Okay, so let's keep going. I want to share with you the second thing here that I want you to remember, and that is that there is provision in our obedience. So we just talked about what obedience is and what it encompasses. And so I want you to know that provision is in, God's provision is in our obedience. And we see this here with Elijah, where he was obedient. He went to that brook. He obeyed quickly. It makes me think about, you know, as a former classroom teacher, as well as a mom, I always tell children and my children as well, hey, you obey and you obey quickly. You're obedient quickly. We follow directions quickly. It's the same thing here. Elijah followed directions. We don't see here where he was going back and forth with God or questioning or doubting or kind of adding his own spin on it and doing what he felt like the best thing to do would be. No, instead he followed and he obeyed quickly. He did exactly what God told him to do. And there he found God's provision in his obedience. So it's the same thing here. I want you to make sure that whenever you do receive instruction from the Lord, that you are obeying quickly. Make sure that you obey quickly. Whatever it is that he's telling you to do, you don't have time to say, well, why is it? Well, this doesn't make any sense. No, once you know that you're hearing clearly from the Lord, you need to act and respond and do exactly what he told you to do when he told you to do it. There's no need to procrastinate or delay when you know that it came from God. I want to go into the second biblical account. Now, this particular person is a widow, so that means her husband had died. And so typically, right, with women who are married, their husband is the main provider, especially in these times. So her main source of provision was no longer in existence. Her husband had passed away, and here she is in the middle of a drought, and she is in need of provision. So we're going to take a look at what happened in her circumstance. So we're still in 1 Kings chapter 17. God gave Elijah instruction to go to Zarephath, and he told him that, you know, he would come across a widow. And so that's what we see here. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So keep in mind that this is still in the middle of a drought. Right? So Elijah originally was being provided for at the brook with the ravens. And if you look at scripture, it says eventually the brook did dry up and God moved him on for a different assignment. So now here he is. He got up and he went to Zarephath and he sees this widow that the Lord told him that he would see. And he's letting her know, hey, can I have a little cup of water? And also, can you bring me a little bit of bread? Verse 12 says, she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and for my son that we may eat it and die. So she's letting Elijah know of her plan here in the middle of a difficult situation, in the middle of a drought. She's a widow. She is lacking in provision in this very moment. And she's letting him know, hey, like, I don't have any bread, but I do have this little bit of flour and I have a little bit of oil. And my plan was to go ahead and prepare something to eat for me and my son. And that would be that. And that was her plan. That's what she told him. And verse 13 says, Elijah came to her, said, do not fear, go and do as you said, but make me a small cake first and bring it to me. And afterward, you can make some for yourself and for your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil burn dry until the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth. So she's already explained her plan to him. And he says, okay, don't worry. Do what you said you were going to do. But first, make me a little cake. I don't know. I think of like a pancake. Okay, but first, make me a little cake and then do as you've planned. But the Lord says that He will make sure that your little bit of flour and your little bit of oil will not run dry until there is rain. So now there's a promise here of provision that comes with her obedience. So verse 15 says, so she went away and she did according to the word of Elijah, and she and her household ate for many days. And the bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord that was spoke by Elijah. So we see here with this widow, there was provision in her obedience. She was given instruction to first give some food to Elijah, even in the middle of the drought, even when she didn't have enough really for her and her own family. And when she did that, then she was able to experience the supernatural provision of the Lord. But first it took obedience and she didn't question Him. Okay. So the third thing that I want to remind you of is that God is able to provide in ways that you couldn't even imagine. Think about Ephesians 3 verse 20, where it says, now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And so you'll see this even in your own life. If we just look at these biblical accounts here and think about, okay, what did they do? They were obedient, even when it didn't make sense. And not only that, God provided in ways that were not necessarily common. And so I want to remind you, you may be thinking, well, God can do it this way. But be open, because God can do it so many ways. We as humans can think, oh, well, God will come, He can probably come through and He can probably provide for me in like five different scenarios. You can probably come up in your head, but God can do it. There's millions of ways that He can do it because He's God. So it's not your job to figure out how. You just need to make sure that you have faith in Him and you are trusting that He will. Don't even worry about the how. You know, I heard a story once of this lady and her family. They ran out of toilet paper. They were in this desperate need of toilet paper, and she took it before the Lord, and He instructed her to get in her car and start driving down the road. And of course, that doesn't make sense. It's like, well, what does that have to do with anything? Why do I need to get in my car, right? She could have come up with all of these different questions and thoughts, but instead she decided she was going to be obedient. She got in her car. Turns out there was a truck of toilet paper. All the toilet paper ended up, I don't remember what happened to the truck, but all of the toilet paper ended up falling off of the truck, and it was just out in the middle of the road. And she was able to pull her car over and collect all these rolls of toilet paper. That's not something that we would normally think of as a possibility when we are in need of a specific item. The point being here is that she was obedient and her provision was found within that obedience. So what is it that God is telling you to do today? Make sure that once you are clear on those instructions, that you obey, and you obey quickly. And now for your assignment. If you find yourself in a difficult situation or in hard times where you are in need of God's provision, I want you to study the accounts of people in the Bible who experienced God's provision. Now, we just looked at two. We looked at Elijah and we looked at a widow. I will tell you, there's another widow in the Bible. I encourage you to look at her story as well, because she also experienced God's provision. But there are so many stories throughout Scripture where we can find where God provided for His people time and time again. You know, the Bible says, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. That means that God will not forsake you. He is completely reliable. You just have to trust Him and make sure that your faith is fully and completely entrusted in Him. And don't go trying to rack your brain and figure out how is God going to do it. Just know that He will do it, and He always comes through. And usually it's in a way that we would least expect it. So read these biblical accounts and study these stories of people in the Bible who experienced God's provision. That way, when you do need a little bit of encouragement in a tough or difficult situation where you find yourself really in need of provision, you can pull those stories out of your heart and remind yourself of the faithfulness of God and how He did it for all of these people in the Bible. Even think about how He did it for you in the past. And you hold on to that as your reminder and your encouragement that He will do it again. If He did it before, He will do it again, because God is faithful. Now, if you need more encouragement on this topic, I created a video for you that says, don't worry. It's all about how to trust God instead of worrying. I'm going to leave a link for that in the description box, and I will talk to you very soon.